You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. This is Willem Backus with you here in beautiful Champlain Valley. We're in Essex Junction, Vermont, at the Champlain Valley Fair. I have a special guest with us online today, well, with me here in the at the fair, Dave Grimm, who's the general manager of the Champlain Valley Fair. Dave, thanks for putting on such a great show this year. It's number 2004, and tell us a little bit about the fair here.
Well, this is the 83rd annual fair that the exposition has staged, Willem. The exposition was formed in 1922 in late September, but they couldn't put a fairgrounds together quick enough in that year, so the first fair was actually held in 1923 in Essex Junction. That time it was very rural, there were lots of farms here, and how things have changed now in 83 years. There were a couple of years during World War II that we did not have a fair. But other than that, there's been a very big fair, and it's grown over the years, and we attract about 300,000 people in our 10 days.
It's quite a few people that are actually here. The other thing I've noticed particularly about this particular fair is just how many people come here for also the big-name talent and entertainment that you have.
It's one of our crowning achievements here at the Exposition. We're the only fair in all of New England that does the superstar entertainment like we do. We've had Kenny Chesney here, the Beach Boys, Yes. Last night we had a great show by ZZ Top.
Yeah, I was there. I was, you know, they played all their best hits right towards the end, but it was ZZ Top show. You just can't top it. It was just so nice. We had the same three guys. And it was a simple stage. It was set up, but the entire grandstand was sold out. People were on their feet. They were cheering. I mean, that is something to really take part in.
There was a lot of energy, wasn't there?
I love that ZZ Top show. Plus, I was lucky enough to come down here on Thursday night, and I saw the Demolition Derby.
That's a different kind of energy with a different group of people. We had a fabulous Demolition Derby, which is the most popular entertainment at fairs clear across the country. I think almost every fair has a Demolition Derby, because it's homegrown talent that comes in and fixes up the cars. And they had a tremendous finale, and, of course, it's always a local hometown favorite that wins. And it was a big show, one of our biggest crowds we've ever had.
Outside of just the actual winner of that particular Demolition Derby, there was a crowd favorite who came in third. There was a Pontiac Grand Am, car number 80. And that car had itself completely smashed to pieces. I mean, the back end was completely gone. The wheels were kind of flat and sideways. But that guy just kept on going, and he kept on going. Every time that guy, everybody thought they were down and out, and he started moving again, everybody's cheering him on. I mean, it takes a lot of heart. So, I mean, but that's fair kind of stuff. A fair is all about being happy and having a good time.
Well, it really is, and a fair really provides wide demographics, or we reach wide demographics, and you can't do 10 nights of concerts, so that's why we do 6 concerts, 4 days of motorsports. Sometimes we've done some other shows like rodeos and Bull Ride Mania, but a fair attracts the widest demographics of people in North America. Canada and the United States are the two biggest fair countries, but we attract people from 3 years of age, very young children, all the way to 93.
Oh, yeah, this is definitely something that you can bring the entire family to, and a lot of people do. And it's well worth bringing them here, because there is something for everyone. I mean, this was a filler thing that Steve Meese, Director of Public Relations, was telling me earlier today. I was enjoying the Agility Dog Show, or the Dog Agility. There's a local club called the Nomads, and they put on a show, and these are owners with their pets, training them to go through an obstacle course. Now, myself, owning a golden retriever, having brought him to dog obedience training, I can appreciate this all the more, but still, it's quite a show for everybody. And you see these dogs, how friendly and how happy they look, and the connection between the owners. So, and this was a filler show. I said, this is an exhibit unto itself.
I think we're going to have to make it a major show in the future. The stands were packed yesterday, and the dogs were great. You have a great show in Canada called the Super Dogs.
Yes.
And I thought for a moment I was watching the Super Dogs.
They are that good. The Super Dogs, it's done more for show, but it's straight up dog obedience, and these are real dogs doing this. And you see some of these dogs and the energy and the enthusiasm they display, you're going, wow, now you know, it's always nice to see happy people doing happy things, and that's what you get at a fair, just like this one here, the Champlain Valley Fair, right here in Essex Junction, Vermont. We're just east of Burlington, easy to get to off of the 89. For more information on the internet, of course, go to cvfair.com, and you're going to learn all about all the neat stuff that they have here. It features products, all things Vermont. Later on, we're going to be talking with Tim Shea from vermont.org. And we have one of my favorite places, of course, was you can get the apple juice or the apple cider at the Cold Hollow Cider Mill Country Store and the Dakin Farm with the smokehouse and the smoked cheddar cheese and all things. I mean, I've never had a bad meal in New England.
No.
You just can't do it.
That's right. Well, you know, that's the number one reason that people come to fairs, yeah. Willem, is to eat.
Yeah.
We have about 85 to 90 food stands on the grounds altogether.
All kinds of
them. And I think we're going to set a record for food sales. And I have a favorite saying that when you go to the fair, it's perfectly legal to pig out.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if we that are here in the studio were to go out to the restaurant on any given day and have a sausage sandwich and fried dough and a candied apple for dessert, people would look at us a little bit funny, right?
Oh, yeah, as usual.
But come to the fair, you can do it three times a day, and nobody will say anything.
Oh, not at all. I mean, the last time I was at a buffet, I mean, the manager was horrified, came out like a deer caught in the headlights. But, you know, the thing is, you go here to the fair, and you can go to one place, and you pick up a little bowl of chili, and you go to another place, and you can pick up a corn dog, and real corn dogs with a corn batter. So it's right. Not just the wheat imitation kind of thing. This is the real McCoy.
It is the real McCoy, and we have a lot of local stands that are here as well as national stands that come in. We have Chinese food.
Sure.
We just have all kinds of food here at the fair. It's the number one reason that people go to fairs in North America is to eat.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got fair food. You got to do it. I mean, I came down here with my girlfriend and her two sons. They're teenagers. And I looked at the first time in the United States, the first time here at the Champlain Valley Fair, and just the look of wonder in their eyes is that's enough to spur me on and say, okay, one of you's got to have cotton candy, and one of you's got to have a candy apple. So they did, and I said, because it's just the kind of thing you do at a fair. And you've got all the rides. Of course, you got a couple of rides that scare the absolute bejeebers out of me every time I look at it. This one thing they call the Claw, and if anybody remembers seeing the pirate ship, it was this A-frame where they had this, well, it looked like a ship, and you sit on this thing, and it just swing you back and forth. Well, that was fine enough for me, but now what they've done...
That was pretty mild, right?
Yeah. It's like they've taken the garden claw, this thing used to till the soil.
Yeah,
but, of course, people are sitting on the spokes of the claw, and this thing is spinning around as it goes back and forth and nearly upside down. But if you thought that was bad, there was one called, I don't know if it was called the Tornado or something like that.
Oh, there's the Tornado and the Tango.
The Tango, yeah. That's the one. The Tango's... The Tornado was mild by comparison because the Tango looks like one of these three-spoked wheels, and the spokes, they come out, and as it lifts you in the air, these things start flipping you upside down. I mean, that makes the wind shear ride that I saw at the Iowa State Fair look like a real mild ride.
It actually revolves three different ways.
Yeah.
It is a scary ride, and you know, people are lined up to go on it. By the way, both the Claw and the Tango are both built in Holland.
Okay.
Europe is building some spectacular rides, and Reithofer Shows, our carnival ride amusement operator, goes to Europe every couple of years and sees the newest and the biggest and the scariest and tries to buy one to bring back to the States.
I didn't know we Dutchmen were so scary, but I suppose there's a thing. We got about 30 seconds left in this particular segment of the show. We just get a few websites and telephone numbers out there. Of course, you can contact 802-878-5545. That's the Champlain Valley Fair. Or check the web at cvfair.com. That's the Champlain Valley Fair. Dave Grimm, thank you very much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you. We're glad to have you here in Essex Junction, Vermont.
Oh, yes, and we're welcome everybody. Next year's show dates are August the 27th through September 5th, 2005. Stay tuned. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on a Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on a Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car. And sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford. Of course, Willem and me, I'm in Vermont right now. I'm at the Champlain Valley Fair Exposition. I've got a special guest with me, Tim Shea from Vermont.org. Steve is in Beaconsfield at the moment. And
good morning, and this is not the first time Tim has been a guest on Travel World. Welcome back, Tim.
Thank you, Steve. And happy to be back.
Always lots of great things to do and see in Vermont. I know Willem is having a great time. This is like a beautiful weekend getaway, long weekend, and no place better really to spend it than in Vermont.
There really isn't, and we're fortunately a great stretch of weather here for the Champlain Valley Exposition, which is really our largest event, if you will, that takes place year-round, or every year, rather, here in the Champlain Valley, and we're fortunately got a good stretch of weather here, a lot of events going on, which we talked about earlier, and we're going to wrap up this weekend, but it really kicks off, if you will, the fall season for us as well. As kids head back to school, we have a number of events throughout the fall months that we're looking forward to.
Now, Vermont is the popular place for fall foliage, and that's just going to be kicking in a few weeks down the road.
It really is. In fact, we're already starting to see some of the trees starting to change in some of the higher elevations. So over the next 4 to 5 weeks, we'll head into that peak season, which everyone looks forward to. And there's plenty of opportunity for folks to get down here, take advantage of some of the events, just to take in some of the scenery, shopping, all of our outdoor activities are going strong this time of year. So it's really an ideal time to come to the greater Burlington area.
The roadside stands, the farms putting out their produce, the harvest time, it all contributes to that autumn feeling of warmth and hospitality.
It really does, and certainly here at the Champlain Valley Fair, you can sample some of those treats that we've all gotten to know and love here at the fair, and then they're available, as you mentioned, throughout the farm stands through the coming months.
Well, we know we're sampling and we're savoring ourselves here when we're up here. Steve, there's something here I knew that you would definitely appreciate, because there's the Dakin Farm, which I believe is the same owner as the Cold Hollow Cider Mill. That would make it Dakin Cider.
Yeah. So. Yes, and they were going to move to Regina, Saskatchewan to move their corporate headquarters.
It takes us to do a joke. Like
only
that
only yes or yes, and they're going to put their all their products in BJ's Wholesale Club. So
yeah, moving right along, it is a family show.
Yeah, but I mean, these are actual companies selling quality products. Of course, were they handing out any free samples of the Cold Hollow Cider Mill so you could?
They were handing out sausage.
Okay.
they actually had a buttered cow too. I don't know if we're doing better with this or not, but they actually had an exhibit, and moving into one of our other favorite parts of New England, and right here, Essex Junction, we're right near one of my favorite places, the Inn at Essex. They have the New England Culinary Institute with one of its main campuses right there on the premises. They also have the Necky Commons, which is in downtown Burlington, where they have a restaurant where they actually train chefs. But they actually had a very interesting cooking demonstration right here in the same part of the – it's the same building we're in right now, the administration building, just in the back. And they have a whole setup there. So it was really nicely air-conditioned on a hot day. And I can't say enough that we've really benefited from some amazing weather while we were down here. Yesterday was phenomenal.
We have you to thank for the good stretch of weather we've had here.
Oh, no. Usually it's the dark cloud hanging over my head brings the rain. But, no, in spite of me, the weather's been great. No, we've had a great time. But, like I say, Travel World, we're very Vermont-friendly just because Vermont has been so good to us. And Vermont is good to just about anybody who comes here. Like you mentioned, we're coming into the fall foliage period, which is coming up. We're going to be doing two more live remotes from Vermont, of course. The Inn at Essex, of course, is going to be happening in November. And in October, we've got one, Jim Lamberti's new property, Steve.
Yes, over in Craftbury, the Inn on the Common in Craftbury Common in the Northeast Kingdom. And another one of our favorite parts. That's one year and an hour and a half east of Burlington Airport. So another new property. Jim moved on from the Inn at Essex, sort of winding down. Says, oh, the 100-plus room property was a little too much now, and wanted to get back to the basics of innkeeping, he said. So small inn over in the Northeast Kingdom, and we'll be looking forward to showcasing that in mid-October.
That'll be a nice time of year to get there, too. I'm sure you'll experience what we referred to earlier as the peak foliage there, and so it's a nice time of year to come.
Oh, definitely. And of course, knowing the hospitality that Jim has always extended to us, and something we're kind of used to here in Vermont, too, the hospitality virtually wherever you go here in Vermont has been very warm and friendly. And that's one of the big things that attracts us to Vermont almost trip after trip, because we just came off of a trip to Jamaica, Vermont. We've been to Brattleboro. We go to White River Junction all the time, Rutland, Steve, all over Vermont.
St. Johnsbury. We've been to Waterbury and Stowe and Montpelier and Bennington. We've covered the entire state. And this is a state that has the tourism infrastructure in place and knows the importance of the tourism industry and the hospitality that goes with it.
There's tremendous support, really, from the governor on down for the tourism industry and the impact, the positive impact it has on creating jobs and the economic impact it has on the entire state. And because of that, people really do realize that folks do have a choice as to where they choose to travel. And we're so fortunate that so many people do choose to travel to Vermont, and we're more than happy to welcome folks. And I think that is demonstrated by the greetings that you've enjoyed over the years. But
sure.
Also, you know, we're up at our interstate welcome centers out at the airport. We have a welcome desk out there, and we mm-hmm. continually hear that people, it's nice to be appreciated when folks choose, as they do, they choose to travel to Vermont.
Well, we love Vermont, particularly you mentioned the welcome centers on the interstates. The very first thing when we do when we cross the border, we pull into the nearest welcome center, get ourselves a good cup of Vermont Green Mountain coffee. Can't beat that. And, it's funny. The moment we cross the border, because we live in Montreal, the moment we cross the border into the United States, first thing we do, Vermont Welcome Center. Now it's time to relax. We know this is vacation time. And that's the same thing with Vermont, the overriding theme. It's a place you come to relax, unwind, and collect yourself. It's just like a stress-free environment almost when you come to Vermont. I mean, obviously anybody can stress themselves out from virtually any source, but really here in Vermont, it's a calm, easygoing place, and that's virtually every season we've seen that.
And the research that we've done over the years has indicated just that. What people associate the Vermont brand name with is that vacation, relaxation, safety. Activities, all those things that what we feel set us apart from other travel destinations, and we're fortunate that so many people do think of Vermont that way. That certainly does help us to attract folks here year-round.
And good food,
yes.
The food in Vermont is second to none. We have seen some really fantastic, delicious things, and all Vermont made in Vermont products. Here in the Burlington area, we were very fortunate because we're right in the epicenter of all this.
Here at the Champlain Valley Fair, you do experience so many options for eating and dining. In addition to that, outside of the fair, downtown Burlington and all the towns that surround the community here, there's a number of opportunities for many of the listeners may have been down to Church Street Marketplace in the past. We've talked about Necky Commons, just one of the restaurants and opportunities for dining we have in the Champlain Valley. Such a variety from, your pizza restaurants to fine dining and really everything in between. We're able to, I think, meet almost any request for dining experiences.
That says Vermont and New England for sure. And it's very difficult to get a bad meal out here. You really have to try if you really want to get a bad meal in Vermont. And that says something about the place. Once again, we're here at the Champlain Valley Fair. This is Essex Junction, Vermont, right off of Interstate 89. You take exit 15, and you just follow the road right to the gate.
Can't miss it.
Well, I did once. So.
Anything is possible, right?
Yeah. Listen, if you're not paying attention, whatever, and you have to be arguing with somebody.
You were just taking in the whole ambiance, the scene. You were relaxing.
That's what it's been. When I was relaxing, that's when I actually found the fair. We're talking about a ill-fated car trip sometime a few years ago. So, yeah, either way, you can't miss it. That's, Tim is absolutely right when he says that. You get right up here to the gates. There's two gates, the red gate, the yellow gate, and either way, you're going to find your way in. And plus, you go around on Highway 2A. You can come in from the other side.
Yeah. And I just want to mention to the listeners that are close by here, there are still three more days. Today's Saturday, Sunday, all day Monday.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not too late at all to take advantage of this year's fair and all the activities going on.
And plus, there's a rock and roll concert. The progressive rock band Yes is playing tonight here at the Champlain Valley Fair. I took advantage of the fact that I'm a big ZZ Top fan and also the Demolition Derby. I figured, you know what, we're going down. For us, being Montrealers, we want to extend every weekend possible. So I left Thursday. We're taking a five-day Labor Day weekend. the heck with it. We're going to have to take a break. The Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. And on the next segment, we have Mary Gallagher, Tim from Vermont.org, Vermont Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heartrending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada at 1-800-531-7921 or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Willem Backus in studio. Well, I'm not in studio. I'm in Vermont. And Bob, the engineer, of course, our operator, is in studio.
Yeah, Steve, I'll be in Beaconsfield.
And we have special guests online, don't we, Bob?
Yes, we do. We got Mary Gallagher.
Good morning,
Mary. Mary online.
Hello. Are you there?
Welcome to
well.
Travel World. We're doing fine. This is one of our more exciting shows that we've done because I'm in Burlington, Stephen's in Beaconsfield, and you are talking about Puerto Rico.
That's right. I'm actually back in Washington, D.C. I was in Puerto Rico last week, And I have as my guest in Puerto Rico right now, Nellie Cruz with the Puerto Rico Tourism Office.
Good morning, everyone.
Well, glad to have you on Travel World. It seems everyone's in a diverse and different locale this morning, which is part of the fun of Travel World, being in different places.
I think it's really exciting.
You should try working a board.
How do we spell board, Bob?
Well, definitely not R-E-D.
Oh, my God, it's all working, finally.
Yeah, great work.
Well, he's supposed to be just the silent minion there.
Well, Bob is definitely not a minion, and he's definitely not silent. We're trying to coax him out of it. But, Mary, tell us a little bit about your trip to Puerto Rico.
Well, this was my third visit to Puerto Rico, and every time I go back there, I wonder why I don't live there, because it is so wonderful. It's like a mini continent. It's just the weather. It was a little warm, but it was beautiful. The water is beautiful. I stayed at the absolutely outstanding Hyatt Dorado Beach Resort and Golf Club, and we just, Nellie and her people, the people from the resort, just had us on the go all the time.
It was our pleasure, Mary, to have you in Puerto Rico and enjoy, you know, paradise here at the Hyatt Dorado Beach Resort.
You know, one of the things that I think is probably so positive about going to Puerto Rico was how simple it is for Americans. We can, everybody's concerned about flying, everyone's concerned about problems and maybe language issues or money issues or being on long flights, and all of that is alleviated by any of us in North America going to someplace as close but still as exotic as Puerto Rico. Isn't that right, Nellie?
Yes, Puerto Rico is the closest U.S. Destination, and the advantage of it is that you don't need passport. Because we are all U.S. citizens, there's no need to go through customs. The dollar is the U.S., you know, the currency here is the U.S. dollar. And English is widely spoken all over the island.
I found that to be quite helpful, especially when I was shopping.
Shopping is a great activity in Puerto Rico.
I did leave behind a few, quite a few dollars. Now, one of the other time I was in Puerto Rico, I was able to tour the island more, but this time I only was able to stay at the resort. Well, that's a sad case. But we also went in and visited San Juan. But, Nellie, don't a lot of other people rent cars and travel around the island to the other cities?
We actually encourage people to do the fly and drive because there's so many to see outside San Juan. Puerto Rico, you know, there's so many destinations within Puerto Rico. You can go to the west coast to Puerta del Sol, which is an area that is very different from San Juan. It's more quiet fishing villages. There is a bioluminescent bay. There is a dry forest. There's so much to do in that part of the island, plus enjoy our excellent gastronomy. But we have, if people like nature adventure, we have a lush rainforest. We have a dry forest. We have spectacular beaches throughout the island. We have our two island municipalities of Vieques and Culebra that have one, Culebra, for example, have one of the top 10 beaches of the world, Flamingo Beach. There is golf to do. We have 17 world-class golf courses throughout the island. There is scuba, there is spa, you can do kayaking, spelunking, you know. It's a lot to do throughout the island.
Someone said spa, one of my favorite words.
Yeah.
You know, actually, Willem, I did participate in some of the spa features at the Dorado Beach, and the owner of that spa is very, very into using natural products from the island, from the jungle, researching things that have been used forever by the native culture, and then incorporating that into the spa treatments. I found it quite spectacular and very reasonably priced also, which in some cases of spas doesn't happen, as you well know.
Well, sure. I mean, also natural oils and things to say if I have a sore back.
And I have to tell you, aloe grows here in every backyard.
Oh, it does.
You know, so it's a very reachable product that is used in almost every single spa treatment, especially if you spend a day at one of our seven beautiful beaches here at the resort. So, you know, you need
a little sunburn.
A little treatment. Yeah.
You just break off the leaf and rub it around on your body.
Especially a day like today that is 91 degrees.
Well, you know what? Yeah, that's interesting you mentioned that about aloe, because my girlfriend who worked in a flower wholesaling company mentioned the same thing to me, that you can actually take aloe, break it open, and just rub it right on you. That
yes,
always seemed kind of creepy to
me.
That's right. And for even not only sunburns, but while you're preparing your girlfriend that gourmet dinner and you burn yourself on the hot pan.
Yes, yes, yes.
You can smear it on the burn a little bit, and that works out terrific. I wanted to ask you also, Nellie, because I've never seen it, about the bioluminescent bay.
Okay, let me explain to you. We have in Puerto Rico three bioluminescent bays. One in La Parguera, in Puerto del Sol, at the West Coast. One in Fajardo, and one in Vieques. Yeah. Vieques is the one that is more virgin, because we just, you know, it's the most unknown of the bioluminescent bay. They're these dinoflagellates, bioluminescent species, that when you go into the water, they light on you. It's one of the most outstanding experience that you can have, to be in a bioluminescent bay. Of course, you have to avoid a full moon night, because then it won't show as glow. But it's like you're glowing in the water. And in Puerto Rico, we're lucky to have three of those bioluminescent bays.
That is fantastic, and that sounds like an experience I think we'd all want to try, don't you guys?
Sounds very, very interesting.
You can do kayaking at the bioluminescent bay and just go into the water and glow. It's an amazing experience.
All without the help of a nuclear power plant.
Yes, it's a natural environment, actually.
Well, you know,
the bioluminescence, it reminds me a little bit of fireflies. They have the same kind of thing. We have them up in my own backyard.
We have them as well, but it's not the same to be in the water.
No, in the water, it would be something spectacular, especially at night, because you get a different light source.
Yes, yes.
You know, one of the things about the Hyatt Dorado Beach Resort was when Lawrence Rockefeller constructed this property in the 50s, he moved in a lot of large rocks into the beach area out about 150 feet or so to create a natural reef. And as you might have been hearing on the news, as the tropical storms and hurricanes have come up the East Coast in Florida, they're warning about stay out of the water because of the rip tides and the undertows that can sort of be hidden. And I know that when I've stayed in the Condado area before of Puerto Rico, they've warned about the undertows. And what this rock reef has done at the Hyatt is create the calmest beach and pond that you could ever imagine. The water is so warm. Little children were snorkeling around, and there just would be no danger. And I thought that was a wonderful feature of the resort. It's not luminescent, though.
No. But there's 700 sun-drenched beaches, you know, in this 1,000-acre oceanfront facility. And what is beautiful about it is that when the Rockefeller envisioned this resort, he was environmentally thinking, like, it's the highest buildings are lower than the palm trees. So
we're going to have to take a break right now. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite, discussing sunny Puerto Rico and Mary Gallagher's trip there. And this is Willem Backus here at the Champlain Valley Fair right here in Vermont. Stay tuned across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal. Your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. And breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal. Giving peace of mind. We'll always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal. Your premier community bank. 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and a command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
Yes, I bet. Maybe we're going back now.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like
so. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Willem Back is here in beautiful Vermont, Champlain Valley Fair, here with Steve Meese, Director of Public Relations. Stephen Pickard, of course, is in Beaconsfield. We've got Mary Gallagher online with her guests from Puerto Rico. So, Mary, you were telling us a little bit more about the stay that you had in beautiful San Juan.
Yes, Mary was talking about the Hyatt Dorado Beach Resort, and I must say that as a corporate travel manager, that is the preferred hotel of the people from Global Vision Engineering. Whenever they go down to San Juan area, they always want to stay at the Hyatt Dorado Beach. So tell us more about the Hyatt, Mary.
Well, I think that the other nice thing is the location of the Hyatt. It has not only the location, which is only 45 minutes from the airport, and the roads in Puerto Rico, unlike some areas of the Caribbean, are terrific, just fine superhighways, et cetera. They offer, what do they have, Nellie, seven restaurants?
They have seven restaurants, seven beaches. They have four golf courses. Championship golf courses.
A 1,000 acres to explore. I mean, I had them come and get me in a golf cart. Except for 25 units that face the golf course, everything else has an ocean beachfront view. And you're right on the beach. You just walk out of your unit and walk a few feet, and there you are. It's fantastic. The other thing is that it gives you in a reasonable location, and all of Puerto Rico is so manageable to visit. They have the most incredible park system.
I have to mention, which is we're very proud of, the Rio Camuy Cave Park Systems. There are only two other places in the world where you could find a cave system as massive or dramatic as this one. And visitors can ride trams into a 170-foot high Cueva Clara that is so dense in vegetation, or up to a platform overlooking the 400-foot deep Tres Pueblos sinkhole. People that are really adventurous can do spelunking, rappelling, and through areas that are underdeveloped, you know, of the caves. We also have the rainforest, the Yunque National Rainforest. We also have the Arecibo Observatory, which is recognized as one of the most important national centers for research in radio astronomy. People can and relate to it from the movie Contact. And it's just now they just developed a new system. They started yesterday to map all the galaxy for future generations.
So you can go spelunking under the ground, or you can go to the observatory and view the skies. It's just like...
Half an hour from the property.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, one of the things that I did in Old San Juan was go into the official Puerto Rican craft and artist shop. And, of course, there I spent too much money also. There are a lot of artists in Puerto Rico and local craftspeople, and it's high-quality, beautiful things.
And every weekend, Mary, you can find an art craft festival throughout the island. There is a calendar of events in our website, go to puertorico.com. But every single weekend, you can visit one of our 78 municipalities and find an art craft shop. There's also permanent art craft markets in Old City at Paseo La Princesa and Plaza Dárcenas. And we actually do an annual art craft festival at Paseo La Princesa the first weekend of June, and Bacardi, which is, you know, the biggest distillery of rum in the world, which is based in Puerto Rico, hosts an annual art craft festival for 2 weekends in December, and that for us is the opening of the Christmas season, the Bacardi Art Craft Festival.
Well, you know, that's my downfall. I'd have to get Stephen and Willem to increase my salary.
Oh, my God.
To take over Willem's craft.
Puerto Rico in December is a great time to be here for the Christmas season and do your Christmas shopping with the most beautiful art craft of the world.
Well, do they definitely...
Salary? We thought you said celery.
I thought you were asleep. I wanted to make sure that I woke you up.
Me, I never sleep. I just hang upside down in caves.
Well, you'd have a lot of fun in Puerto Rico then.
Spelunking. Well, Stephen knows that I'm a cave explorer.
Really?
So you like spelunking and spas. That's excellent.
Spelunking and spas? Well, I spent some time in the Merrimack Caverns down in Missouri on my way on Route 66 one time. So, yes, indeed, caves and caverns.
Oh, my goodness. Another thing that I really enjoyed in Puerto Rico in every single trip is the food. I found that the food has just an incredible variety. And the restaurants at the resort are, each one has a little different twist to what they do even have a Johnny Rockets, which is pretty funny, I thought. But the other restaurants follow continental themes, Puerto Rican themes. And one of the foods that I became, like, addicted to, Nellie, is that a sweet polenta, that pudding-type thing we had for breakfast one morning? They told me it was kind of like polenta stirred and stirred, and then they sweetened it, kind of like smooth oatmeal.
Yes, that's one of our most, it's made of corn, flour.
Uh-huh.
And we just love it. We just love it and have it every morning. I just actually had it this morning. I'm staying here in the property.
And what is the name of it? What is that breakfast thing called?
Harina de maíz.
Oh, well.
Mary, didn't you say you're bringing something back for us?
Yes, I am. I am. I have to fly. I thought you told me to bring back a lot of the rum.
Oh, that would be for Steve, not me.
Okay.
I'm a Diet Coke man, Diet Pepsi man myself.
Well, but I have to mention,
Bob,
to you, we made the best rum of the world.
Look how Bob's attention, bring it all back for him.
Yeah, I drink rum.
We're very proud of the rums made in Puerto Rico, so.
Well, I'm very happy you make it.
Anytime, yes. Please let me know.
Well, now that you put it that way.
Another thing that's happening here in the Washington area is there's a big festival coming up at the Kennedy Center. And Puerto Rico is one of the places that's going to be featured with all kinds of performing artists that are coming here. And actually, Nellie's coming up Monday to kind of kick that off, too.
Let me just tell you briefly, the Kennedy Center invited Puerto Rico to be part of the Americartes Festival, and the program is called Espíritu de Puerto Rico, the Spirit of Puerto Rico, and we're going to have contemporary music, our symphonic orchestra, we're going to have dance, performing arts, we're going to have fine arts. It's going to be a mix of everything we have, plus our gastronomy will be highlighted there. The festival is running from September 7th to the 26th, and you can visit the website of the Kennedy Center for the exact date of each event. It's the Kennedy
Mary, Center. Mary, it's time to do a little bit of wrap up here because the music signal is the end of the program. So give us some websites and phone numbers and so on.
We want to go to PuertoRico.com and DoradoBeach.Hyatt.com. Those are the websites, and do they have an 800 number for Puerto Rico, Nellie?
Yes, we do, and I'm sorry I don't have it in hand.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
I
encourage everyone to go to PuertoRico.com to visit our website.
Mary Gallagher, always a pleasure having you on the program with us, and we thank you also, Nellie, joining us from Puerto Rico on this international edition of the Travel World Radio Show.
I love it. I think it's so fantastic.
Hey, isn't this a versatile studio?
Please now we come got and visit on, and thank you for the opportunity.
Well, thank you for joining us, Nellie.
We'll take you up on your offer sooner than you expect. I'd like to do a few announcements here from the Champlain Valley Fair. Of course, cvfair.com. They have year-round exhibits coming up, of course, the NSRA Northeast Street Rod National, September 17th through 19th, 2004, as well as they're coming up the Antiques Festival on Columbus Day weekend, which they seem to have every year. So check out cvfair.com, and you've got year-round exhibits, lots of fun down here. Todd Wellington, professional silly person. Of course, they could have had us for silly people, too. And they've got Steve Boehner, of course, the hypnotist, which will make people talk like moon people, which I thought that's kind of cool. Where this is all without having to go downtown Montreal and have too much of that Puerto Rican rum. Steve, we got to go out. We got 9 seconds. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Bob Cassini.
I'm Mary Gallagher.
And happy traveling, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network.
For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.